सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
In slok number 24 of chapter 4, Bhagavan says, Brahmar param brahmahavi brahmagno brahmanahutam brahmahi patena gantabhyam brahma karma samadhina. So that is the vision of a realized person, of a mahatma. He sees everywhere Brahman only. Whether it is chamas or whether it is a mantra or whether it is the havis, or the fire, or the doer of that also is Brahman. And the result expected is also Brahman. This is the vision. If we want to get this vision, then Bhagavan says, we have to start our journey. How can we start journey? He gives us 12 yajna. 12 yajna in verse number 25 to 38. He narrates 12 yajna, we can choose anyone or even more than that and start our journey. All these yajna will purify our mind. Only one purpose. Purpose is it will purify our mind and will make us fit for that samyak darshan. Everywhere we will be able to see that Brahman everywhere. Like a Mahatma see, same way. So these 12 yajnas are Daiva Yajna. It's a fire ritual for the Devi Devtas. Jyotishrom, for Swarga, Putreshti Yajna, for Putra, etc. So there is an actual fire ritual and we are offering Samagri in that. That is Daiva Yajna. Brahma Yajna. Brahma Yajna is Saupadik Jeev. Saupadik Jeev is a Jeev. A condition with the upadhi. Upadhi means condition with the body. He is offering himself into nirupadhik brahma. Nirupadhik brahman, a brahman which has got no conditioning. Upadhi, no adjunct. How is he offering? He is offering by brahmakar vritti. Brahmakar vritti. That means he is trying to make jiva brahma aikya. Jiva is brahma. Then Sanyamagya, he is offering 5 Jnanendriya in the fire of sense control. Offering Jnanendriya in the fire of the sense control, meaning means he is withdrawing his 5 organs of perception from the world and putting into Dharana, Dhyana and Samadhi. That we have already seen. Visayagrahan Yajna. Visayagrahan Yajna means offers 5 sense objects in the fire of senses. Offering 5 sense objects into the fire of senses means he takes only that much from the world which is prescribed in the Shastra. Visayagrahan as prescribed in the Shastra, only that much he takes from the world. Atma Sanyam Yoga Nirbij Samadhi. What is this Nirbij Samadhi? Nirbij Samadhi means he has done the Sravan Manan Nididhyasana first and after that he is going to the Samadhi. Such a person with the knowledge of the Atman received from the Guru and enters into the Samadhi, his ignorance will be ended. Without Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, if somebody tries to meditate, he may be successful, but his rag dvesh, his ignorance will continue. I remember this will continue. Drabhya, offering of wealth, labor, love. etc. This is called Drabya Yajna. Tapa Yajna, Tapasvi does that. Like I gave you the example of Chandrayan Vrata, increasing and decreasing your intake of food according to the moon. From Purnima to Amavasya, coming down, and from Amavasya to Purnima again, going up. Then Yoga Yajna, Pranayam Pratyahar is called the Yoga Yajna. Swadhyaya Yajna, Swadhyaya Yajna is the Vidhi Purvak chanting of Veda. Vidhi Purvak with Udat Anuvat. Yesterday our children and study class members and some sevak, they did Gita chanting. So that was Swadhyaya Yajna. And this Swadhyaya Yajna is to be transformed into Jnana Yajna. How it can be transformed into Jnana Yajna? By knowing the meaning of what we are chanting. If we chant and if we know the meaning also, then it becomes Jnana Yajna. And we'll get the benefit when we apply that whatever we have learned, we apply in our life, then we will get result. Unless we apply, we will not get result. We have to apply that. Like for headache, we have to take Tylenol. Premalji, what we have to take? Tylenol. You know this thing. But now if the headache comes, if you don't take, will you get relief from the headache? No. Similarly, how to live this life? We are learning from Gita. We are learning from the Upanishad. We are understanding the science also. If we don't apply, will the sorrows of the world be ended? No, it will not end. It will continue. We have to apply in our life. Sanskrit Prata, taken a vow to follow Ahimsa, Satyam, Brahmacharya, etc. Sanskrit Prata. So these are 12 Prata. 11 brother, and the 12 is the pranayam yajna. And this pranayam yajna can be of seven types. Purak pranayam, rechak pranayam, pranayam, apana pranayam. The five pranas, controlling one and putting other four into the fire of that. So there are seven. So one who knows this yajna is called yajnavit. And one who performs it, so knowing and performing are two different aspects. So one who performs it, what will happen? His sins will be destroyed. And he is called yajna chapit kalmasa. His sins are destroyed. So only by knowing, you are only yajnavit. But if we are performing the yajna, sins will be destroyed. Next, 31. Yajna shishtasi.
Yajna shishta amrita bhujaha.
Yajna shishta amrita bhujaha.
Yanti brahma sanatanam.
Yanti brahma sanatanam.
Nayam lokasta yajnasya.
Nayam lokasta yajnasya.
Kutannah kuru sattama.
Kutannah kuru sattama. Repeat.
Yajna shishtamrita bhujaha. Yanti brahma sanatanam. Nayam lokasta yajnasya. Kutannah kuru sattama.
Yajna shishta. Yajna means that ritual. Shishta means remnant. Yajna shishta means remnant of yajna. Like you have seen when we perform this Gayatri Yajna, we offer ghee into the fire, and every time the ghee is offered, I save one drop of ghee in a separate plate. That ghee accumulated is called yajna shishta. Remnant of a yajna. And what is this? It is amrita. It is amrita. It is nectar. And bhuja, eater of that amrita. So the eaters of nectar, that is remnant of the sacrifice yajna, what they get? Yanti brahma sanatanam. Yanti, go. They go to brahma sanatanam. They attain Brahman. Then in the second line it says, ayagyasya, one who is not performing any yagya. Any yagya means whatever Bhagavan has stated from sloka number 25 to 30, 12 yagya, not doing anything. Nayam loko asti kutanya. There is no good for him in this lok or in the other lok. Kurusuttama, O best of Kuru. So there is one category of the person, they know about the yagya and they perform yagya. So they get the benefit. What is the benefit? Their sins are destroyed. This is one category. They are doing directly. They are doing themselves. Another category is there, second category of people, those who are assisting in yagya. Assisting in yagya means yagya sishta amrit bhuja. Those who are only taking the amrit, the remnant of the yagya, after the yagya is completed, those who have come to the yagya, those who are assisting in the yagya, those who are helping in the yagya, when they take this, so there also, yagya sishtasina santo muchante sarva kilvisai, in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita, Lord has already said, so those who are taking that remnant of yagya, muchante sarva kilvisai, their sins are also destroyed. So if I am performing myself or if I am assisting in the yagya, I will also get the benefit. My sins also will be destroyed. So yagya chapit kalmasa in verse number 30 will go with both. Sarve api ete yagya vidaha. One they are performing, those who are performing yagya directly. And other, yagya sishtasinaha. Yagya sishtasinaha, helping indirectly. So, like in our Chinma mission, we conduct jnana yagya. Jnana yagya. So, Swamiji, Brahmachari ji, or Senior Swami, they will come and do the jnana yagya. But those who are assisting, they also will get benefit. Those who are giving bhiksha to Swamiji and Brahmachari, they also will get benefit. Yagya chapit kalmasa, because they are assisting. So this is the verse where it is said that those who are helping in the jnana yagya, they will also get benefit. Their pap also will be destroyed. And one day they will also come and sit in the satsang. They will understand everything. When the mind is purified, you will understand. Yanti Brahma Sanatanam. So both Yajnavid and Yajna Sishtasina, they will get that ancient, eternal Brahma. This will happen. How this will happen? With Chitta Suddhi, Chitta Ekagrata, then Jnana. The steps are very clear. In Brahmacharya, we have to study Vedanta to know what is the goal of life. Then when we come to know that, after that in the Grihastha Ashram, we have to act as per the scriptures for purification of mind. Grihastha Ashram is over. Then in the Vanaprastha Ashram, we have to do upasana for Chitta Ekagrata. And in the Sannyas Ashram, we get the Jnana. This way we have got Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas Ashram. So we have to follow this trend. Ayagya sa nayam loko asti kuta anya kurusuttama. Ayagya, one who is not performing any yagya or doing any sadhana or assisting in yagya, there is no ananda for such person in this manusya lok. He is engaged in the selfish action. He is indriya rama. He is indriya rama. Indriya rama is reveling in indriya. Okay. So he is not fulfilled. Fulfilled? We can verify ourselves. In Brahmacharya, we did not study Veda. In Grihastha Ashram, we did not perform the 12 yagya suggested by Bhagwan. We didn't do any karma yoga. Are we fulfilled? Ask yourself. We are not fulfilled. So their quality of life is poor. And the noble people looked upon them. These people are suffering unnecessarily. Unnecessarily they are suffering. For such person, if they are not getting here in this world, how can you expect in the other world when you leave this world? Do you think you will get something better there? No, you will not get. So for the ayagya, no ananda here, no good in the other lok, no mukti, no mukti. So therefore, Bhagavan is suggesting that know the yagya and perform. Do chitta suddhi here and get the knowledge. A thought may come, Bhagavan, aapko kahan se mila? Where did you get this, all this yagya, 12 yagya you are mentioning? Is it backed by any authority? People may ask this question. They don't realize who is Bhagavan Krishna. He is avatar of Vishnu. Who has written Vedas? Vedas are written by, spoken by Brahmaji, Chaturmukh. Brahmaji gave 4 Vedas from 4 Mukh. Where did he get? He got from Vishnu only, na? He meditated when he came out from the lotus of Brahma, Vishnu, sitting there. He alone was there. He was meditating. Why I have come to in this world? What is my purpose? Meditated. Went inside the stem of the lotus. Could not find anything. Started meditating. When he was successful, then Bhagavan came. He gave him the knowledge. So the knowledge was given by Vishnu to Brahmaji. Then Brahmaji with his 4 mouths, he told 4 Vedas. No? So here Bhagavan Krishna is saying, but people ask, do you have the authority? Bhagavan is saying, yes, I am giving you the authority. What is the authority? Next verse.
Evam bahuvidha yajnaha.
Evam bahuvidha yajnaha.
Vitata brahmano mukhe.
Vitata brahmano mukhe.
Karma jan vidhitan sarvan.
Karma jan vidhitan sarvan.
Evam gyatva vimokshase.
Evam gyatva vimokshase.
Evam bahuvidha yajnaha. Vitata brahmano mukhe. Karmajan vidhitan sarvan evam gyatva vimokshase.
Evam bahuvidha yagya. Evam thus bahuvidha, many fold. Yagyaha, sacrifices. Vitata are spread. Where? Brahmana mukhe, in the face of Veda. Brahmana means here Veda. So Bhagavan is saying, they all have got authority from Ved only. And there are only not 12. There are many, many yajna in Veda. Karmajan vidhitan sarvan. Know them all to be born from action. All these yajna are based on action only. Evam gyatva vimochase. Having known this, you shall be liberated. Keval janna hai. We have to know only gyatva. That they are all born out of action only. Okay. Evam bahuvidha yajna vititam brahmane mukhe. I explained only 12 yajna as a sample. But there you will find in Veda many, many such yajna stated there. And all these yajna are for only one purpose. Chitta suddhi and chitta ekagrata. Trust the validity and efficacy. Don't distrust. Don't distrust whether what will happen if I do this thing. We have to accept it. Like the COVID vaccine, it has come now, na? People are doubting efficacy. Pata nahi kya hoga? Whether it's based on science or not. Some are reacting. Kuch ho gaya. Now the president-elect, vice-president-elect, they are all taking now on the Monday. All doctors are taking. I am seeing Premalji was taken on Friday. So this is my proof. Next time when my turn comes, I will go also take. Okay? So we should not distrust the efficacy or the validity of this. How to perform yajna? You see, in the next line it is said, you know all these are karmajan, born of action. They are done by kaya, vacha, mansa. But you remain akarta. Already this akarta gyan Lord has given us. Akarta, you act in the world as akarta, non-doer. Go on doing your duty. As akarta, gyatva, having known this, you perform, what will happen? All your karma become akarma. There will not be any formation of vasana. Vimochase, and you will be liberated. Keep remembering, asangoham punah punah. Asangoham punah punah. So where did we get this akarta bhav? The essence of karma, karma, vikarma, we have already studied. What is the essence of karma, karma, vikarma? Akarta atma. That we always have to remember. Next.
Shreyan dravyamayad yagyat.
Shreyan dravyamayad yagyat.
Jnana yagya parantapa.
Jnana yagya parantapa.
Sarvam karma khilam partha.
Sarvam karma khilam partha.
Jnane parisamapyate.
Jnane parisamapyate.
Shreyan dravyamayad yagyat. Jnana yagya parantapa. Sarvam karma khilam partha. Jnane parisamapyate.
Shreyan, shreyan superior. Superior dravyamayat yagyat, the sacrifice which is based on objects. Dravyamay yagya. Jnana yagya parantapah. So superior is the jnana yagya to dravyamay yagya. Bhagavan is saying, out of the drabhyamaya yajna and jnana yajna, out of 12 yajna, if you have listened attentively, can anybody tell me how many yajna were based on jnana in 12 yajna? Raise your hand. Out of 12, 3 were based on jnana yajna. Based on jnana. So he said that the jnana yajna is superior to drabhya yajna. O parantapa, sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. All actions in their entirety, partha, culminate in knowledge. So what is this drabhyamaya yajna? Today again I revise all the 12 yajna just to tell you what are the yajna which are drabhyamaya. What is drabhya maya? Maya means abundance, prachurta, abundance. If you go to North India, take a cup of tea, it is sugar maya. Sugar maya means a lot of sugar is there. Abundance of sugar is there, drabhya maya. So any yajna in which the drabhya is there, what is this drabhya? Panchamahabhut is drabhya. What is panchamahabhut? Panchamahabhut is prithvi, earth, water, fire, air, space. These are five, panchamahabhut, five great elements. So anything which is made of these five elements is drabhyamaya. Is drabhyamaya. So deva yajna, let us come to the deva yajna. What is this deva yajna? Is the fire is there and we are offering oblations in that. Whatever oblations we are offering is all drabhya only. It's drabhya only. Therefore, deva yajna is drabhyamaya yajna. Visaya grahana yajna, all the visaya, all the sense objects are also made of panchamahabhut. We know this body is also made of panchamahabhut and the whole world, all the sense objects are also made of panchamahabhut. So visaya grahana yajna, so we are offering the sense object. That also is made of five great elements, therefore it is also drabhya yajna. Sanyang yajna, control of senses. So control of senses, these senses, jnanendriya, they are all made of subtle panchamahabhut, tattvabodh. All certain gyanendriya are made of panchamahabhut also, apanchikrit panchamahabhuta kritam. Therefore, that also is dravyamaya. Pranayam yagya. Pranas are also made of subtle panchamahabhut, rajasic ansa. Pranayam, all the pranas are also made of subtle panchamahabhut, rajasic aspect. So therefore the pranayam yagya is also drabhya yagya. Similarly the tapa yagya, eating less and eating more, all the food is also made of drabhya. Yoga yagya, pranayam yagya and pratyahar is also yoga made of that drabhya only. Drabhyamay. Achha Bhagwan, samajh liya. These are all made of drabhya. Clear. So what is your point? How you say that they are inferior and jnana yagya is superior? How do you prove that? Bhagwan says, we all know all the drabhya are perishable and changeable. It is not so. We know the whole world made of this drabhya, five great element, is changing and perishable. And whatever you get out of the drabhya, the fruit is also changing and perishable. With Jyotishthom, you go to the swarga, that fruit also is not permanent. You don't become a permanent resident or a citizen of swarga. Chine punne martaloke visanti, again you come down. Putreshti yagya, even if you get a putra, that putra is not permanent. So everything which is made of five great elements and offered in yagya, and in return whatever we get is also changing and perishable. But Brahma Gyan yagya is not material yagya. In Brahma Gyan there is no material. And what we get? In Brahma Gyan yagya we get Brahman. Is that Brahman perishable item? No. So in Brahma Gyan yagya we get something permanent. In Drabhyamaya yagya we all get something impermanent. So which one is superior? Therefore Gyan yagya is superior to Drabhyamaya yagya. Because the fruit of Jnana Yajna is Brahman, and that Brahman is not perishable. Therefore, Jnana Yajna is superior to Drabhya Yajna. Achha, if that be so, Bhagwan, you just now told me to perform 12 Yajna for purification of mind. Now you have told me that Jnana Yajna is superior to Drabhyamaya Yajna. Therefore, from tomorrow onward, by tomorrow, henceforward, I am not going to do Drabhya Yajna. Khata. No, don't discontinue Drabhya Yajna. If you want to become qualified for Jnana Yajna, we have to do the Drabhya Yajna first for the purification of mind. When the purification of mind happens only we become eligible for Shravan, for the Gyan. So the fruit of Drabhya Yajna is Drabhya, a perishable thing, and the fruit of a Gyan Yajna is Brahman, imperishable, permanent. Therefore, we should continue to do Drabhya Yajna for purification of mind, and then after that we get the Gyan. Sarvam karma kilam parthe jnane parisamapyate. Sarvam, all karma akilam, entirely parthe jnane parisamapyate. So karma has got two adjectives here. One is sarvam, another is akilam. Sarvam indicates karma kand, akilam indicates upasana kand. Karma kand purifies our mind, upasana kand makes our chitta ekagra, concentration of mind. They have got two different functions. कर्मकांड प्योरिफाइज आवर माइंड, चित्त शुद्धि विषय। उपासना कांड इट इज अ मेंटल एक्टिविटी विच मेक्स आवर माइंड सिंगल पॉइंटेड। सो द फ्रूट्स ऑफ द बोथ कर्मकांड एंड उपासना कांड इज चित्त शुद्धि एंड चित्त एकाग्रता, एंड दिस चित्त शुद्धि एंड चित्त एकाग्रता इज हेल्पफुल इन ज्ञान। ओके, लेट अस सी व्हाट गुरुदेव सेज। Gurudev in his commentary says, in the second line of the verse, the Lord explains how and why he considered the sacrifice of ignorance in the knowledge as greater and nobler than the sacrifice of food and other materials in the sacred fire. Drabya yagya. Ritualistic karma produce results to enjoy which the individual ego has to take up new manifestation. Suppose you do a Jyotish home, I want swarga after death. Okay, so first you have to die here first to enjoy swarga. Is it not so? Because this body is not going to take you to swarga. There we will get another body. So we have to be born again. And then chinne punne marte loke bisanti, you will come back. Again you will start doing action. For going to higher loka. So the chain continues. Wherein again he has yet to undertake and perform more and more activities. Karma never ends karma. And therefore action cannot be complete fulfillment in itself. Those who are studying Vedanta, they know fully well. By karma we cannot remove agyan. Agyan is the grandfather of karma. Who is the father? Father of karma is desire. Who is the father of desire? Agyan, vasana. Vasana, kam, karma. So karma's father is kam, kam's father is agyan, vasana. So by doing karma, can we remove agyan? No, never. It will never happen. On the other hand, the right knowledge, jnana, ends all karma once and for all, inasmuch as the deluded ego destroys itself in the light of self-knowledge. What happens when we get the knowledge of the self? Ego is destroyed. Ego is destroyed. This morning also we are discussing consciousness plus ego is equal to jeev, jeev minus ego is equal to consciousness. We have already seen that the ignorance causes desire, avidya, kam, karma. Ignorance causes desire, and desire are the seeds from which all actions arise. When the ignorance, the primary source of all activities, ends, the dawn of knowledge, all actions naturally get fulfilled. Therefore, all actions, its entirety, O Partha, attains its consummation in knowledge. So what is the summary? Quickly we see the summary. So fruit of drabhyamaya yagya is drabhya, perishable item. Fruit of the jnana yagya is brahman, imperishable. Therefore, jnana yagya is superior. Another way to look at, drabhya yagya is to be done first to reach to the jnana yagya. Therefore, jnana yagya is superior to drabhya yagya. And all the yagya are performed by kaya, vacha, mansa. All yagya are performed by kaya, vacha, mansa. Consider yourself a karta, then only you can go beyond. And after Brahma, jnana, karma and upasana, many people think that way. We have to go on doing karma and upasana after knowledge also. No. Karma and upasanas are required for reaching to jnana. Once you get the jnana, after that there is no need of karma and upasana, karma kanda. Those are for the purification of mind. When the purification of mind is complete, you get the jnana. After getting the jnana, why should you should do again purification of mind? It is not required. So henceforth, don't comment on any person, a brahmajnani, he is not doing puja, he is not going to temple. What type of this jnani is? Array, he has done that already. Now it is no more required. If he is doing it, it is wish. Like a person who is a master degree holder in English literature, and he is teaching his younger son A, B, C, D. Now tell whether that father has to learn A, B, C, D again? No. Out of joy, he is teaching A, B, C, D to his son. So knowing yourself as a karta, act in the world, it will make our karma and janma divya, divine. And we should have the right understanding to see karma in a karma, not doing anything with effort. That means kartitva is there. And seeing akarma in karma means I am doing karma, but my mind is with the akarta atma. This way we have to act in the world. Okay, Bhagwan, that means the knowledge, jnana is very important. Can you tell me how can I get this jnana? Yes, Bhagwan will say, yes, I will tell you. But not this year. Next year on 1st January, you all have to take a sankalpa first. When we do the puja, at that time you have to take a sankalpa. And according to that sankalpa, you have to proceed throughout the year, whole year. Then we will get that knowledge. So what is that knowledge? How can we get that knowledge? We will see it on our class in January 10th. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namah Hari Om.